both the boys and girls teams regional champions over the weekend at the 3A regional at Lakin, so that means they get to qualify for state as a team there in Jackson Cove. He's been a couple times state qualifier for Scott City, and thanks again for joining me here. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad, Adam.
Saturday, you had one of your better runs this year, and I kind of go through that. You were up there fourth place, I believe it was. What seemed to work well for you at Lakin on Saturday?
I think it's just the cold, because I felt like crap in the middle of that race, and then all of a sudden something just kicked in, and I started passing people, and it felt a lot better.
But was it maybe the cold that maybe you wanted to get done and get warmed up afterwards?
Yeah, probably that. It was pretty chilly.
I guess the nice thing, or you know, that you're probably a little bit used to it by now, because you've had some pretty cold days to run in this week.
Yes, there's been some cold ones.
Well, this is the first time that you've been able to run as a team there, and I know that's got to be pretty exciting, because you've had a couple of years there where you ran as an individual, but now as a team, what's that like now as you see it?
Well, just like this week's practice is a lot more fun when I have the whole team, and it's not just me and a couple other people.
You have a different course, a brand new course at Wamego. I don't know if you've ever run there before, so is that kind of exciting in a way that you're running on a brand new course on Saturday?
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm kind of sad we don't get a run at Rimrock. I really like that course, but a new course will be something to change it up a little bit, I guess.
What's one of your goals that you do have for this weekend?
I'd like to place at state finally, because the past 2 years that I've qualified, I have never placed. Last year I got 21st, and they placed the top 20. So.
Well, that's kind of rude of them to exclude
you. Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah. Well, hopefully it works out well for you here this weekend. You've had a great season. Continue to prove, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
Junior Jackson Coe joining us here tonight from next one will be Claire Hawkins. She's been on a couple of cross-country teams, including this year. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. You had a pretty good race there on Saturday. How did you feel like you did overall there?
I felt like I did a lot better than I thought it was going to go. Like, it was a really good race for me.
Absolutely. And what did you feel like seemed to click for you the most there on Saturday?
The cool weather really helps me, and I kind of set the pace, and I kept going and didn't slow down.
Oh, that's good there. And how fun is that, so you guys are being able to go back as a team?
It's really awesome. After, like, missing it by 1 point last year, it was awesome, like, winning the regional meet.
Did it help that you guys had a little extra sense of urgency, especially with a couple other teams that were state-ranked? You faced Cimarron before. You guys have gone back and forth, and Southwestern Heights, who's had a pretty good team. Is that little extra motivation, sense of urgency to get up there to the top there?
It definitely, because, like, every person you pass matters, and that sense of urgency, I think, really helped us.
Running on a new course here, is this kind of exciting on Saturday?
It's exciting, but it's also scary because, like, we've never ran there and, like, we don't know it as well.
What are you looking forward to the most on this Saturday?
I'm looking forward to running with my team and doing as well as I can with my team.
Hopefully you have fun here and enjoy the moment here. And you've had a good year this year, Claire. It's good to see you improving. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Claire Hawkins joining us here, getting ready to run this weekend 3A state cross-country meet. And she'll hand the microphone over here to another junior, Kyrie Berry here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, I guess kind of how do you feel like you've had how your season has been?
I think it's definitely been one of my better seasons.
Yeah, it seems like you've kind of continued to improve meets. How are you continue to take the proper steps, getting better every meet? How are you doing that?
I guess working harder and just taking better care of my body.
Do you kind of, I guess, is it maybe that you're maybe a little bit more comfortable, maybe a little bit more relaxed too as you've gone on through the season?
I think that is definitely part of it. It's a lot easier this year.
Well, and I guess what's a meet day for you? What's a meet day like for you?
It's like kind of panic a bit at the beginning, and as the day goes on, it's like, this is just another race. Yeah. Why are you panicking over it?
Absolutely. That's a great attitude to take with that. I like that. And I know you've ran in state your freshman year, and here you are again your junior year. What do you remember about running in a state meet from your freshman year?
It was very interesting to run at state, and a lot more serious than the other meets.
Do you kind of feel a little bit more adrenaline kick in as you get closer and closer to taking off?
Yeah.
And probably throughout, I mean, there's got to be a lot of adrenaline going, right?
There is.
What would you like to see from the weekend?
I'd like us to do our best and hopefully win state again.
That'd be pretty cool. I like that. And what's been your favorite meet so far this year?
I'd have to say probably GWAC.
GWAC, yeah, you guys had a pretty good run there as well. Well, Kyrie, congratulations on a great year so far, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you at state.
Thank you.
All right, once again, it is junior Kyrie Berry joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Once again, 3A state cross country coming up here on Saturday at Wamego, and now we're joined here with head coach here and Joey Meyer. Well, coach, thanks again for joining me here, and I know you were pretty elated after Saturday's performances for your teams. A little nervous, I think, probably going in as a coach. I know you talked to this last week, there's two, three teams mm-hmm. that were vying for those two spots, but in the end, you guys were the number one team on both the boys and girls.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous going in. It was my first regional as a head coach, and I got all the goosebumps and all the nervous out, just like the runners did, and they went out and competed, and I was telling them a few weeks back, we had a few guys get passed at the end, girls get passed at the end, and we lost that spot. So at regionals, it's do or die. You go home if you don't. So you got to go out swinging, and they did. They both competed really well.
You got to like the fact that you've had the good competition with those teams that you've seen throughout the year. I know in the boys with with Lake, and they've kind of pushed your team a little bit. And the girls, Cimarron, Southwestern Heights, have really been the teams that have pushed you guys. And do you feel like that was kind of an added boost for your team heading into Saturday?
Yeah, I think Lake and we really wanted to get them back on the boys' side. We lost by 1 point 2 weeks ago, and the boys really wanted to get them back, and we ended up only beating them by three. So every meet, it's really been close with us and Lakin, and it'll probably be the same way at state this week. And the girls' side, Cimarron, has been in from 5 to 13. They beat us once, and we ended up getting them by 13. But those girls run hard, and they run right with us. And it's kind of cool. At state, we'll be able to see Cimarron and Lakin, too, and kind of represent Southwest Kansas.
You know, and, yeah, I mean, you want to beat them, but you also want to see – each other do well at state.
Yeah, exactly. Being around the coaches and the runners, they're really fun people to be around. So you want your team to do the best and win it all, but you also root for Southwest and Kansas teams as well.
Well, you had pretty good leading runners there for you. I think it was Jackson Coe, of course, on the boys' side, and I believe it was Claire on the girls' side, and that's good to see them kind of get to that top spot there, and adds a lot of excitement for you guys after regionals.
Yeah, it was my boost to them halfway through the meet. I was like, you've been here. You're the junior. You've been here before. You go lead it. And both of them looked amazing. We had three top 10 finishers with our girls and one for our boys. But our boys, we had 13th, 14th, 16th, 17th. So that's a huge pack coming in there at the right spot.
Absolutely, and I think that bodes well for you guys. You had to stay to a little chilly at practice these last couple of days.
It's been really cold. We ran in the indoor track Monday, okay. So that's nice to have. They didn't have that last year and everything, so that's nice to have that on Monday when it was really snowy. And the last 2 days we got out actually in the cold weather and did a quick workout trying to stay out of the cold as not as long as we want to because we don't want to get a sickness or anything during this week. But, yeah, we're pumped about it.
Yeah, Saturday you run at Wamego, similar times as last week there with the regionals, and I know this is going to be a pretty competitive state meet here. There's some, I think probably Southeast of Saline might be the teams to beat, both the boys and girls, and I think you throw in Smoky Valley's boys in there as well, but I think both your boys and girls are going to be kind of right up there in the mix for trophies.
Yeah, the hard part, we talked about it with the juniors, is we don't get to go Friday to go see the course, and we've never been there. They sent it out in the Acacia rules that Wamego's Country Club doesn't want us there because they got to get their golf in.
Yeah.
So we can't go walk the course Friday, but we'll show up early. We'll kind of drive around the course because we can't literally go into the meet till 10:45 with the COVID rules to get 4A out. So we'll kind of drive around and look at it a half hour before we can actually get into the golf course. But, yeah, looking at the boys and girls side, boys have a really good chance to get top three if they go out and compete. And girls, they have a really good chance to go take state if they can do what they've been doing all year.
You know, and, you know, this is this time of the year, and with everything that's gone on with the coronavirus and everything, I mean, this is kind of the icing on the cake, really, just having a season, been able to have a full season, really, for the most part.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, going into camp and regular season, it's just all on the back of our mind. Are we going to be actually to finish our season? Are we just going to run a few weeks and then be done? We only ended up having one meet canceled, so it actually was a successful season on that part.
Well, you guys have had a pretty great season here so far here, and I know you're looking to finish out well on Saturday at Wamego. And thanks again, as always, all season long. This has been fun watching your team, following your team from your success, and good luck. And you guys have fun in Manhattan this week in Wamego, I guess.
Hey, we are staying in Manhattan, okay, yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to make sure they're in bed by 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah. They're not going out or anything.